How do you know what's living in your water supply? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Shahady, professor of environmental science at the University of Lynchburg, discusses a simple way to find out.
Water is life. People across the globe are in a struggle between use of land, our economic engine, basic biological needs, and maintaining clean water. How do communities participate to maintain their own water health? Research I am conducting looks at just that, bringing communities into science. In Costa Rica, water quality determination is expensive, very government centralized, and very technical, well beyond the reach of the ordinary citizen using the water. But these ordinary citizens organize themselves into communities, most often around a reliable water source. They drink, use, farm, clean, and recreate in these water resources. They hope this water meets their needs while simultaneously treating the waste they create. By contrast, the fish and insects living in the water have a similar story to tell. They do not like polluted water any more than we do. They move, reproduce, feed, and multiply where the water and habitat suits them the best. They are canaries in a coal mine. Our research team studied different river systems in differing communities using simple collecting methods with an easy-to-use index. Using technical expertise and a wide range of chemical, biological, and physical parameters, we developed a simple score to calculate water quality. This score rates a river in any community from excellent to poor. Communities using this index get needed insight into the quality of their water supply. Our continued research compares these calculated scores to greater community health issues such as disease and well-being. We want to know where and if impacted areas of water quality contribute to health problems, and we continue to sample the rivers to refine our index.
That was Thomas Shahady of the University of Lynchburg. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.